American Equity Mortgage. I had never heard of American Equity Mortgage. Not very many people had because it was brand new 20 years ago. And now here 20 years later, we're still talking about American Equity Mortgage. But the message we have to deliver now is even more enticing and better than what we talked about 20 years ago, because the rates are lower now than they were 20 years ago. They haven't been this low since 50, 60 years ago. And we're talking about rates as low as in the threes, depending on your credit rating. That's the kind of mortgage interest rates you're looking at. Take advantage of it now. If you can, take advantage of it. And you can if you're a homeowner. Use that rate to borrow money to pay off those credit cards. Use it to get a home equity loan to pay for that cruise or that wedding or college or whatever. It's a smart way to borrow money. They can tell you more when you contact American Equity at AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to MarkandJason.com.
This is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS, the vacation edition. Frank and Ian and Dan are off with several dozen AM and the PM listeners in Jamaica, no doubt looking at our temperatures and laughing. Ian has posted some photos from their trip on his Facebook page, and it sure looks beautiful down there. That water is that unique Caribbean blue.
Yeah.
They are having a wonderful time. But we are, too. We are, too, while they're gone. I'm Paul Harris. Tim Weiland is here with me. Josh Gilbert's running the board. You may remember a story that came out about 6 weeks ago out of Springfield, Illinois, about a very odd phone call to 911.
911.
Hi there. I'm stuck in a pair of handcuffs. I'm going to need help getting out before this becomes a medical emergency.
What's the problem?
I am stuck in a pair of handcuffs.
You're stuck in a pair of handcuffs?
Yes, playing with them. So I need some help getting out.
Okay. What's the address where you're at?
2119 North 20th.
Your name? Okay. Is this a business you're at?
It is actually, yes.
Okay, what's the business?
St. Aloysius.
Okay. Where at in the building are you?
I'm in the front room. Come to the front door.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now the 911 operator obviously ask somebody else a question, then comes back.
We're going to get help over there for you, okay?
Okay, I'll be here.
Are you an employee there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, are you the only one there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'll be here.
All right, we'll get somebody over there, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh.
You listened in the end there. The tone of the 911 operator was like, okay, all right, we'll get somebody right over there. St. Aloysius is the name of a church. And the guy who was calling was the priest, Father Tom Donovan. And the reason his voice sounded like that, how's the guy over here, is because he was wearing a mask and a gag in his mouth with a steel bar across. I'm going to have to go from right away. Yeah, that's
a standard issue, yes.
Now, the story has gone a little bit further because the bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Springfield has sent a letter to their parishioners from Bishop Thomas John Papraki, who says, as detailed in the transcript of the 911 call and in the police report, Father Donovan had bound himself in handcuffs and called for assistance when he was unable to remove them. The police officers state that he was alone and fully clothed when they arrived at the rectory. There was no indication anyone else had been present. No crime was committed, no one was arrested, no alcohol or drugs were involved. I'm not sure I believe the no one else was there part.
It's the same thing.
I've never been handcuffed. I've never worn a mask or a gag. Does not seem to me to be solo activity. But They go on in this letter, and the letter is several paragraphs long. And one of them says, with Father Donovan's consent to disclose private patient information, I wish to inform you that he is being treated by a clinical therapist and is receiving appropriate medical care. A thorough review of his work and lifestyle patterns reveals multiple significant unresolved stressors derived from parish ministry and severely compromised patterns of self-care with respect to diet, exercise, sleep, and work hours. In other words, this guy wasn't taking care of himself.
Right.
He wasn't eating right. He wasn't sleeping. He wasn't getting exercise. He was... Okay, fine. He's a little bit stressed out. He doesn't take care of himself. I don't know if he could be qualified as a fat slob or whatever you want to think of him as. Then here's the next paragraph of the letter. The unfortunate result of such patterns of life, in no way limited to the experience of Catholic priests, is that persons often find themselves seeking patterns of self-medication to soothe emotional turmoil. Well, we know that. We know that to be a fact.
Yes.
Lots and lots of people who have trouble, they turn to whatever's in the medicine cabinet or perhaps illegal things, alcohol, illegal drugs, whatever. None of those were present in this situation, says the letter. Then it says, instead, according to the clinical therapist, Father Donovan is suffering from a psychological condition that manifests itself in self-bondage as a response to stress.
Wow.
Self-bondage as a response from stress. Hmm. Raise your hands if you believe that.
Maybe Lisa Ling can go check that out. You see her new journalistic thing she's doing? She's doing the last night she did it on swingers. But she's going in and doing different reports on sexual bondage mm-hmm. and different things like that. So maybe we can have her check it in.
Sexual bondage. Involving somebody else.
Well, when you're talking like this about this guy with bondage, that's the first thing you
okay.
think of.
Now, I will tell you that at the end of that sentence that I just read you, Father Donovan is suffering from a psychological condition that manifests itself in self-bondage as a response to stress. There's an asterisk pointing to a footnote. And you skip over three more paragraphs and you get to the footnote. Non-sexual self-bondage as defined by clinical therapists. Quote, non-sexual self-bondage is not a well-researched phenomenon in which a person administers some form of physical self-restraint for the purpose of reducing stress or tension buildup, but without sexual arousal. Many people are aware of sadomasochistic sexual bondage between two or more persons, may be aware of self-bondage for the purpose of sexual arousal. But non-sexual self-bondage occurs when a person has experienced significant stress.
Are we going to raise our hands for who's buying that one, too?
Right. I don't see any hands being raised.
No.
I understand some of your hands are bound right now.
Yes.
But still. I love, by the way, when we have the description from the clinical therapist, right in the first sentence, he or she says, it's not a well-researched phenomenon. In other words, we're pulling this out of our ass. We are making this up. We don't have any idea what this is. Can this guy ever go back to the priesthood? Can he ever live in Springfield again?
I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so either.
But they'll shuffle him off to a different parish or...
This is one of those. This is one of those where you absolutely know there's more to this story.
Yes,
but we're not going to find out until somebody, perhaps if there was somebody else in the rectory that night with him who was applying the gag and the handcuffs, maybe that person eventually comes forward. I don't know. Do they have to talk to Oprah? I don't know how that works anymore.
They're gonna take their choice. Kirk.
If you look up, Paul, in a Google search, non-sexual...
I'm not looking that up.
If you do...
I'm not going to.
You did? The only thing that comes up is this guy. He's the only one.
So when they say it's not well-researched, they mean so far in the history of our time, psychiatrists have found one guy.
And it's this guy.
One guy, this priest, who's doing this. Oh, man. You know that's one of the... You know, here's what I picture. The guy is... Let's go with this scenario that he is alone.
Okay?
Let's pretend that could be the scenario. Let's just play this out for just a moment here.
Okay.
All right. So he's there that night, and ooh, the stress of being a priest is getting to him.
Okay.
He's not taking care of himself. He's not eating right. He's not sleeping well. He's not getting enough exercise.
It's hard to do with
In other words, thus far, he's every American, right?
Yes.
There's only 320 million people in America exactly like that.
All right.
Okay. But for him, the stress has gotten so bad that he has to handcuff himself. Which he has to do, by the way, after. He can't do that first, because you handcuff yourself first, you can't do anything
else.
He
can't do anything.
He puts the mask on himself with the gag, with the through in his mouth.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Then he handcuffs himself in a way that he can't get himself out of the handcuffs, which I guess means he dropped the key in the toilet or something.
Yeah, it had to be something like
that. What he goes, you know what? Here's a little tip for you kids listening in today. While you're putting on handcuffs and holding the key, don't do it over a grate.
Yeah.
You drop that thing, it goes down. It's like that time you lost your keys in Clayton and it went down. Yeah, you don't want to do that. So, okay, so now he's in that situation. Now remember, he's a member of the clergy. A respected member of the community. People have been coming to his masses and all the rest of the sort of stuff. This can't get out. His first thought is not, I got to call the cops to get me out of this. His first thought is, right?
Yes.
I mean, picture this scenario of where he is and what he's done. And now I think the call to the cops is the last resort because he knows 911 calls are all recorded.
Boy, that's true. Yeah, that'd be a tough call.
Do you think that there were other people he called first? Because I have a friend with a hacksaw.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Why would you, knowing 911 call, and you're a well-known member of the community, this is going to be bad for you. This is a scandal that is not going to go well for you. The cops are going to respond. They're going to help you out of the handcuffs, take the gag out of your mouth, ask a whole bunch of questions, and there's going to be an official report. And then eventually it's going to become public, and idiots in the media like me are going to get their hands on it and play it on the radio.
Oh, this is running wild, I bet, everywhere.
Yes.
Frankly, Paul, I think the first call he made was, hey, where'd you go? Get back here.
Well, I'm still tied up. No, okay, now let's assume that there is somebody else actually there. Okay?
All right.
Somebody who he's doing who knows what with. They're playing all sorts of 50 Shades of Grey games. I don't know.
Okay.
At a certain point, he tells that person to get out of here. Because if the cops come and they find you and me here, that's even worse.
Yes, yes.
Why doesn't he tell that person, go someplace and find a hacksaw or some equipment?
We've got to have tools in the basement.
If not Lowe's or Home Depot or something, go down to the Jenkins house, knock on their door, tell them you got locked out of your car, can you borrow a crowbar? Something.
Yeah.
I mean, how many steps do you have to go to before you call 911?
Now, was his hands behind his back, or were they in front?
Well, we don't know. We don't know.
Because that would be a good telltale sign.
You want to take some calls on this? Go ahead. Answer. Okay. Line up a couple of calls there. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones, *KTRS. By the way, I originally had seen this story and thought, wow, we've got a great one for knuckleheads in the news today. No. This one gets its own spotlight. I have a bunch of great stories in knuckleheads we'll get to in the next half hour after Mike Evans, but this one absolutely deserved its own spotlight. Where am I going to first? Jim?
Line one.
Jim on line one. Hi.
Yeah, hi. I thought it might be better if instead of the guy calling the police at first,
yeah,
if there was a convent attached, it was a big congregation, they had a convent attached.
I don't know if they do.
He could have called up Sister Rattle Her Beads on the pew, and maybe she could have come over and helped him out of the thing.
Somebody.
Of the police first. Yeah.
Somebody.
Yeah, somebody. Right?
You want to try to keep it out of the public eye as much as possible.
I think that would have worked a little bit better.
Maybe Sister Teresa took a vow of silence, too.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Charlie, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Yeah, you, you keep saying he was gagged and you're making muffling sounds and that. How do you make the phone call?
Well, if you heard the phone call,
it wasn't muffled.
Well, no. His voice, it definitely sounded, well, the report that we have is that he had a gag with a bar, like through his mouth like that. That's what he sounded like. Can you hand somebody over?
I've heard it before. It didn't sound like that.
Yeah, it does, though.
It did.
I don't think so,
man. Well, why don't we play it again?
All right. Hold on a second. While you're on the phone, Charlie, hold on.
Yeah, play it back.
Okay.
911.
Hi there. I'm stuck in a pair of handcuffs. I'm going to need help getting out before this becomes a medical emergency.
A medical emergency. He cannot formulate all the letters.
Convinced?
Charlie, come on.
Okay.
It's a medical emergency.
Yeah.
Sorry, Charlie. Tom, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hey, Paul. Good to hear you.
Thank you.
I'm calling from Springfield, Illinois.
Yeah?
And just my question is, like Charlie said, how did he make the call? If you are handcuffed and your hands are not available, how are you making this call? And if your hands are free, why wouldn't you take the gag out of your mouth first or something?
Well, that's what makes me think that the handcuffs must have been behind him.
Yes.
Okay, so how's he dialing the phone?
Maybe Siri did it for
him. Okay, and you got to have a buddy you can call in this situation.
I would think that the police would be the absolute last resort. You got to think that this priest must have thought of, who can I possibly call here? No, can't call him. Can't call the bishop. Can't call the nun. Can't call whoever.
Somebody. You got to have a buddy you can call in this situation to get you out of this. Because, man, it's bad.
Yeah, it's really bad. All right, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Okay. I don't make the stories up, ladies and gentlemen, but as I've said many times in the past, people ask me, how do you prepare to do a three-hour radio show every day? And I tell them, I wake up in the morning, and I say a little prayer to the ether. Please let someone somewhere have done something incredibly stupid today so that I have a show. And I am telling you that I have been doing radio since 1973.
Never had a problem.
That's 40 years I've been doing radio. I've never had a day. Never have I had a day where there wasn't somebody who did something stupid. And I thank them all from the bottom of my paycheck. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Well, looking at the traffic, they were working with this accident on westbound 255 at Coke Road that had the right lane blocked. Traffic was backed up approaching the Jefferson Barracks Bridge. Right now, it doesn't look like we've got too bad of problems. Just your normal stop-and-go traffic on westbound 64 between Boyle and Big Bend. It's heavy again from 270 through Mason. Also on westbound 70, that stacks up between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. If you get over the Poplar Street Bridge going eastbound 5570, you're slow from about 4th Street to the 64 merge. Southbound 270, just heavy from Manchester through Big Bend. This traffic report is brought to you by Constant Contact. Ever feel like you hit a roadblock when marketing your small business? Email marketing from Constant Contact will help you reach your customers in a place they're checking every day, their inbox. Visit ConstantContact.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Call Dalco Home Remodeling at 314-298-7300. If you buy from someone else and find out how much you could have saved on windows, roofing, and siding, you'll blow your stack.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-300-0855. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-0855. 1-800-300-0855.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station.
Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-300-5798. That's 1-800-300-5798. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-300-5798. 1-800-300-5798. 1-800-300-5798.
Tired of your dentures coming loose? Well, those days are over thanks to Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care. Dr. Bowen can save you from those embarrassing moments and fit your new implants with your existing dentures.
We have denture wearers that come in that they're flopping around and they practically don't even wear them because they get so many sore spots. We place some implants to help support that denture and they're able to eat a corn on the cob.
Dr. Bowen will bring his expertise and the latest technology to you at no extra cost.
We'll do a free consultation, and if we need to take a 3D view of the bone that's available, we're offering that at no charge.
With Dr. Bowen, implants are great and are a much better option than a bridge.
A lot of people know that have bridges, they had to prep the two neighboring teeth down. It's a three-tooth solution to a one-tooth problem, which, you know, with an implant, it's a one-tooth solution for a one-tooth problem.
For a free consultation, call Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500. That's B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Hope Chapel has been providing compassionate and professional funeral services for over 110 years. In their fourth generation of independent service, Hope Chapel continues to be a source of stability and comfort for countless families in the St. Louis area.
Hi, I'm Christy Bope, and I'm proud to be part of the fourth generation of the Bope Chapel family. As a family business, we know how to best serve your family in your time of need.
I'm Scott Humes, and I'm also a proud member of the fourth generation of the Bope Chapel family. We offer pre-planning, out-of-town arrangements, and special services all handled with support and careful attention to your family's specific needs and wants.
I'm Chip Obert, another member of the fourth generation of the Bope Chapel family. We're proud of our recently completed expansion where we can handle the largest of crowds while still accommodating small, intimate funerals as well as cremation services.
When you need them, Bope Chapel is there for you and your family. At your time of need, call 314-965-7680 or visit them at BopeChapel.com. Hope Chapel, a family tradition since 1902.
The home remodeling season is on.
And Granite Busters is making your decision easy with the winter warm-up sale.
Until February 17th, when you purchase 50 square feet or more of granite countertops, you'll get the following extras absolutely free.
A stainless steel undermount sink, free.
A designer faucet, free.
Removal of your old countertops, free.
And custom installation of your new countertops with an industry-exclusive lifetime guarantee, all 100% free.
And Granite Busters isn't like the other guys.
With a 20,000 square foot designer showroom and double warehouse, you can choose from over 500 slabs of granite right on the spot.
Prices starting at just $29.99 per square foot installed.
Free in-home estimates within 25 miles of the store.
Hurry, call or stop into Granite Busters at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
The winter warm-up sale.
Only at Granite Busters.
Where they won't take you for granite.
Are you doing that joke again?
I thought it was funny. Again. New customers only while supplies last. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Off Brands 217-2013.
Tiny bubble.
Tiny bubble.
In the wind.
This is the Big 550 KTRS. The vacation edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. I'm Paul Harris, filling in for Frank. In this portion of the show, every day brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. Maybe it's time to replace those cabinets, replace those tiles, maybe get a whole new vanity put in there. Thompson Price can do that for you, and so much more. The countertops, etc. Look at their website, thompsonprice.com, and see what they can do for you. Thompson Price, proud sponsor every day of this gentleman, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans. Hello, Mike. How are you today?
Still cold there?
It is still cold here, yeah.
Yeah.
I could. I'll give you a pop quiz question, then we can talk about Man Tai Teo if you want to.
Okay.
Pop quiz question, name the name of the late night TV comedian who worked his way through high school and college as a caddy at Riviera Country Club. Caddy for Jack Nicholson, Joe Pesci, Samuel Jackson, Mark Wahlberg, Vince Gill. Is it Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, or Carson Daly? Answer in a minute.
Okay.
All right. Man Tai Teo, Katie Couric interview airs tomorrow. I believe that it will prove that Man Tai was totally a victim of this fraud. However, boy, Man Tai used very, very bad judgment when he didn't just come clean when he learned that it was a hoax.
You know, I have the audio of Katie asking him about that. Let me play a little bit of that.
And he says, what would you do? I know.
Yeah, let me play that, and then we can talk about it.
You stuck to the script, mm-hmm. and you knew that something was amiss, Man Tai.
Correct.
Why?
Well, if anybody put yourself in my situation, Katie, put yourself in my situation. My whole world told me that she died on September 12th. Everybody knew that. This girl who I committed myself to died on September 12th. Now I get a phone call on December 6th saying that she's alive, and then I'm going to be put on national TV 2 days later, and they ask me about the same question. You know, what would you do?
Well, I'll tell you what I would do, Mike. When I go on the air 2 days later on December 8th and I'm on national TV, I'm going to say, I can't believe that somebody did this to me. I'm not going to go out there and say, oh, yeah, she's still my girlfriend and she's dead. And he just kept the story going.
Well, as I said, he used very bad judgment. He should have cleared it up right then. I'm sure that what also figured into it is with Notre Dame being undefeated, how would that affect the focus of the team, not just the team, but also the whole country and the media with the team? I mean, it was – I'm going to say it just one more time. Bad judgment on his part.
Yeah.
But he didn't make this whole thing up and start this thing and run with this thing. He got caught up in it, and bad judgment. But, you know, again, I to point the finger of him being the horrible guy that started it, I mean, it's simply not true.
No.
I mean, he was a victim of this whole thing as well. In fact, now they have receipts that he sent flowers to when he thought that she had died. This Diane O'Mara, whose picture was used in the fraud, says that the real villain, Ron Tuisosopo, created the fraud, called her and apologized, and accepted all the responsibility of the fraud.
Yeah, I saw her on the Today Show saying that this morning. So,
no, I mean, he should have corrected it two days later. But I mean, with the media leaning on him, I told you before, he's not real smart.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, he used bad judgment, but I mean, to make him out as the horrible person, I just don't think it's fair.
No, I agree, and I don't think he's a horrible person, but I'm curious now, what happens to Tuisosopo? Is anybody suing him? Is he did he commit any criminal fraud here?
Tuisosopo, he'll be sued because of identity theft. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But Manti's not going to be.
No. Nothing's going to happen to him.
In fact, I don't think that he's going to his draft change is going to be changed at all.
I agree.
Yeah.
I don't think it should be. It's one of those things where you go, okay, you know what? You had something horrible happen to you, but you're a kid.
Yeah, and you didn't handle it good when you found out and the rug was jerked out from under you, but
right.
Yeah. We agree, buddy.
Yes, we do.
Got a funny golf story. I was playing golf yesterday, had a tough putt. So I said to my partner, I don't think this putt breaks much, but I can't tell which way it breaks. And he says, well, it's the Lance Armstrong. I go, what's that? He said, one ball left. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga just can't get more disgusting than her in concert here Monday night before going back to Washington, D.C. Gaga made her entrance by emerging from a very, very lifelike 15-foot, well, a woman's private part. squeezing through that private part. Yeah, I mean, you just can't. Man, well, how did she come up with this stuff?
You must have watched too many Madonna videos.
I guess you're right. There was a lot made of golf for Phil Mickelson moving out of California to avoid high state taxes. I don't get this story at all. Celebrities have been moving out of California because of high taxes for years. I mean, 30 years ago, Ron Howard moved out. Meryl Streep moved out even before that. Daniel Day-Lewis moved out 25 years ago. Justin Timberlake, 50 Cent, Matthew McConaughey. Now, a lot more have moved out of California because of the high taxes here. In fact, there was another golf. Oh, yeah, Tiger Woods moved out of California to Florida because of the high taxes. Phil Mickelson's mistake was popping off about how far we should feel sorry for him when he makes $40 million a year.
Who freaking who?
Yeah, really. Odds and ends. Friends are worried about Billy Joel, who has been sober for 3 years but has been seen drinking in Miami the past week.
Don't let him drive!
Yeah, really. Boy, he's had trouble when he drinks and drives, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Can't make this up. Get ready for Honey Boo Boo Toddler Clothing Line.
Oh!
Does it come
with the gravy stains, Mike?
I don't know. Could be. There's been talk of Britney Spears getting a Celine Dion type deal in Las Vegas. All of these negotiations have stopped because there was talk that Britney would be doing a Beyonce lip syncing. $25 million a year to play someplace like the Hard Rock in Vegas for a year-long concert stint. They're not going to let her lip sync over that.
Nope.
And Michael Douglas' son, Cameron Douglas, doing 10 years for drug trafficking, has been busted again in prison, tested positive for methamphetamine and cocaine.
Mm.
Another 2 years probably added to his sentence.
Mm.
Sad. All right, Dan.
What about the pop quiz?
I'm going to it.
Okay.
Name the name of the late-night TV comedian who worked his way through high school and college at the Riviera as a caddy. Is it Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Carson Daly?
Jim Weiland?
I'm going to go with Carson Daly.
Josh
Carson
Gilbert?
Daly, yeah.
Okay, now, I have to ask a qualifying question before I answer. When you say Riviera, do you mean Riviera Las Vegas?
No, the Riviera Country Club in Pacific Palisades.
Oh, because it was...
Where they played the L.A. Open.
Because if it was Vegas, I'd have to go with Jimmy Kimmel, but... well, you know what? I'm going to go with Jimmy Kimmel anyway.
Why? What difference would that make?
Well, because he's from Vegas, so I thought that it was my little clue.
Jimmy's from Vegas?
Yeah. Grew up there.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I worked with him at K-Rock, and he lived in L.A.
Yeah, but he grew up in Vegas.
He played on the college golf team and actually beat Tiger Woods in a one-on-one competition one time. Carson Daly.
Wow. Hey, all right.
Nice try. Hey, tomorrow we're on a plane, but I will talk to you on Friday in Dallas, Texas. I'm Mike Evans, Live Hollywood.
Thank you very much, Mike. Mike Evans brought to you every day by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, and home. Online at thompsonprice.com. There's the music. It means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads. And the news will begin in Manly, Australia. Who doesn't want to live in Manly, Australia?
Manly.
A guy by the name of Jack D., an assistant at the local library, put a sign on the counter saying that in light of his interview with Oprah last week, Lance Armstrong's books had been moved to the fiction section. Dan Murray, a library visitor, took a picture of the sign, posted it online. It quickly went viral. Then Jack removed the sign and apologized to his bosses on the Manly Council. The Manly Council? Was that an Axe body spray commercial? Jack is not going to lose his job, but the phone's still ringing off the hook there. Inquiries about the sign from around the world. Hello, can I speak to the Manly Council, please? Hold
speaking.
On.
Speaking.
Speaking. Oh. Speaking. Yes, what can I do for you? Story number two, Best Buy. Totally messed up on one of its coupons recently. They offered a coupon for $50 off a purchase of $100 or more as long as you use your MasterCard. Like most coupons of its type, it excluded some items. You couldn't use an iPod, you couldn't get an iPod or an iPad or an iPhone and certain brands of TV. But it didn't say you couldn't use it to buy gift cards.
Mm.
And it didn't have a limit on how many times you could use the coupon.
No.
$50 off $100 or more. So people went in and spent $100 on a gift card, which they got for $50. And they used the coupon again for a $100 gift card, which they got for $50. And then they ended up getting hundreds of dollars off of all sorts of Best Buy stuff.
Whoops.
Took one day for them to catch the problem. Now they've got an explanation ready for you at the counter. When you go in and try to do that, the coupon's no good. In Florida, I saw the video of this. If you can, go on YouTube and look for it. It's a TV reporter doing a story about the demolition of a local mall. He used a drone camera to get a shot from the air. I'd never heard about this. Local TV station with a drone camera.
Civilian drones?
Yeah.
Can they make those?
I guess it was some sort of small mechanized thing.
Helicopters?
Yeah, I guess that's what it was. But he had a TV camera hooked up to it so he could get an aerial view of the demolition of the mall.
Okay.
Unfortunately, there was a really, 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 really big beehive nearby. And the bees heard the zzzz of the drone and went and attacked it. The reporter was watching not the drone, but the video feed. And all of a sudden, it's getting all buggy, for lack of a better word. So he brings the drone back down, and the bees, of course, come with it.
Oh, my God.
Pretty soon, the swarm is after him. He has to dive into a nearby SUV. Some of the bees follow him. I love this. The woman who was working with him as his assistant producer, first day on the job.
Oh, no.
She doesn't go to the SUV. She jumps in the news van, closes the door. She's fine.
Where was this?
This is in Florida. He's inside the SUV with some members of the swarm still going after him. She calls the station. They send somebody out there, and took a while.
Well, that's the news business, honey.
As for the drone camera, it was covered in stingers and what the reporter called bee goo. And that's the news business right there. Springfield, Massachusetts, three men wearing masks went into the Peking House. That's a Chinese restaurant. One of them was holding a gun. A waitress saw him with the gun. She and the other staff ran out the back door, where they used the cell phone to call the cops. So now the thieves are in the restaurant. There's no one else in there. No customers, no staff. So they go over to the cash register. Open it up! They bang on it. They hit every key they can. They turn the key. They do everything. Cannot get into the cash register. They just leave. Cops haven't found them yet. And we finish in Rio Claro in the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago. I'm going to issue a warning on this story. If you're a man who's not driving right now, you'll want to cross your legs.
Okay.
And if you have children listening, this one's a little PG-13.
Uh-oh.
We go to Rio Claro in the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, where police got a call Sunday morning about a shot coming from a parked car. Officers showed up, and they found a 33-year-old man slumped at the wheel, bleeding from his groin. Turned out the guy had a 38-caliber handgun in his pocket and had reached for his keys. Shot it off.
Oh, my God.
Completely off.
Oh.
Cops took him to a hospital. Then they discovered he didn't have a license for the gun. So in addition to his medical problems, he's also been charged with illegal possession of a firearm and ammunition. Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. Now, I have one last story. Do I have a couple of minutes before we got to run?
Yeah.
Okay, one last story. This is about a story of a guy who was on a plane from Australia to Auckland, New Zealand, and he was wearing a T-shirt that said, hello. It had like one of those big, hello, my name is things on it.
Okay.
And he had written in below that, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. Which, of course, is from the 1980s movie The Princess Bride, the character played by Mandy Patinkin, Inigo Montoya. Here, I'll play it for you. Right here. I'll play it for you. Right here. I'll play it for you. No. Okay. There we go. Okay.
This is real radio.
We're gonna edit this out. No one will ever hear this on the live broadcast.
Okay, good.
Here, I'll play it for you.
Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the movie.
That. Yeah.
So he's got that on his shirt.
Pretty movie.
On board a plane. Other people see it, don't know the movie.
Oh.
Flight attendants get a little bit nervous. They tell him, sir, you're going to have to take that shirt off. We're going to have to put another shirt on. I don't have another shirt. All my stuff is underneath. Meanwhile, the plane's in the air.
So the flight attendants go off and they have a conference and they decide, we're just going to keep an eye on this guy. And we tell everybody else who has any questions about it, don't worry about it. We think it's fine. It's just...
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Hello!
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Stop saying that! Hello! My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die!
Yes. Remember, movie clips may have moved about in the overhead cabin. Please be careful when opening them when we land. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. They're still working with this accident. Westbound 255 after Coke Road. It has the right lane blocked, so traffic shouldn't be all that bad. It's just a little heavy from the Jefferson Barracks Bridge. Now we are looking to... let's see here. Southbound 270 looks much better. It's just a little busy. Manchester through Doherty Ferry. You're still slow as you get over the Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound 5570 from 3rd Street to the 64 merge. And then on westbound 70, you still have that stop-and-go traffic from 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Applebee's. Try Applebee's new, unbelievably great-tasting and under 550-calorie entrees. Big portions, big flavor, and under 550 calories each. Taste and believe. See you tomorrow. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
An RV may seem like a grown-up version of a playhouse, but it's a real second home, complete with kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, and slide-out rooms which expand your living space. You simply can't imagine until you look inside. Whether it's a motorhome, a luxury fifth wheel, or a lightweight trailer designed for downsized utility vehicles, Byerly offers the best value in RVs. Step inside a Byerly RV and discover a whole new world. Wherever you go, you're always at home in a Byerly RV.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Discover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Is it Lincoln? Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if the answer to the question's yes, you need to call Lane House Construction. We're your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
GE Adora Series appliances in the new slate finish are now available exclusively at the Home Depot, where you can get rebates up to $300 now through January 30th.
It's Frank. I got an email last week that I didn't get a chance to share with you. It's very short and sweet and to the point. And here it is. It's from a listener named Paul. And he says, Frank, I'm going this evening. Now, this came in Wednesday, January 16th. He says, I'm going this evening to close on my auto refinance loan. First Community is saving me 33% per month on my car payments. I got a great interest rate. Thank you for the reference. Well, thank you, Paul. And thanks to all of you who have decided to start banking at First Community Credit Union. Now, very quickly, here's one reason you may want to consider this now more than ever before. If you'll transfer your credit card balances from your current credit card to any First Community credit card, you'll pay 0% interest for an entire year on the transferred balance. And you'll only pay 3.99% interest on all your credit card purchases till the end of this year, subject to credit approval and, of course, excludes existing balances on First Community credit cards. Look into it. Go to their website. Find out more. Great place to bank. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Well, that's all the time we have for today for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Reminder that if you're going to the visitation for Stan Musial tomorrow, it's from 2 to 8 at Cathedral Basilica on Lindell Boulevard. Tim, check the cameras. Is it crowded already? People trying to park now?
No, I haven't. No, there are no cameras there. So,
by the way, there are no cameras allowed there tomorrow. Don't plan on going and taking photos of everybody else is there. And don't ask for autographs tomorrow. And the Musial family says don't bring mementos. You can leave them at the statue at Busch Stadium. So we'll have live coverage of that event for you here tomorrow on the Big 550 KTRS. And I'll see you again tomorrow afternoon at 3. On behalf of Tim and Josh and everybody behind the scenes here, thanks for listening to the Big 550 KTRS.
Nice warm bed. You just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks is asking me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550, and KTRS.com. The talk of St. Louis.